Michael Galvan, GALVAN, Michael, MICHAEL, 11-15-87. Chief complaint, I feel so dizzy. This is a 36-year-old gentleman, no history of hypertension, no history of diabetes. Comes in today with severe dizziness. He says when he moves his head, he gets worse. That's that lady from this morning. When he moves his head, he gets a lot worse. He has nausea, no vomiting, no hematemesis, hematochezia, no cerebral convulsion, family history, strong family history, stroke, father and his folks, but his mom is okay. Social, he vapes, doesn't drink alcohol, he smokes very little, allergy none, medications none, medical problems, blood pressure issues in the past, but none at this time, asthma as a child, surgery none, review of system, dizziness, worse with movement, head movement, nausea, BPV type symptoms, leg pain, arm pain, some BPH symptoms, dizziness, and kids have had URI type symptoms, but they've been okay overall, and he has not been sick, he tells me. No hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure convulsion, exam 158, 100, 90%, 97.6, 16, 55, 125 over 67. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next show, JVD, skin shows, no rash, arm, close with anusion, TM. She does have what looks like evidence of fluid behind both tympanic membrane, no sign of infection. Number one, otitis media serous. Number two, BPV. Number three, Decadron 10 milligram. Number four, Medrol dose pack. Number six, either Zyrtec D or Claritin D with instruction. Number eight, whatever, Afrin as directed. To open up the eustachian tube. Next number, eustachian tube dysfunction. Next number is antivert as needed. Next number, call me on Saturday to let me know how he's doing. Next number, if he gets worse or if he develops nausea, vomiting, worsening symptoms, he let us know right away. We had a long discussion about BPV versus stroke versus TIA before leaving the office. Next number, his other findings were within normal limits on the ultrasounds with no significant change from a year ago. Thank you.